Good morning. This is Alex Marienthal with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Monday, January 6th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Uphill Pursuits and Gallatin County Search and Rescue. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Yesterday, the mountains got 1 to 2 inches of new snow. Overnight, west to southwest wind increased to 25 to 40 miles per hour with gusts of 40 to 55 miles per hour. This morning, temperatures are single digits to mid-teens Fahrenheit. Today, temperatures will be teens to low 20s with west wind at 25 to 50 miles per hour. Snow today and tonight will favor the mountains near Cook City with 8 to 10 inches possible by morning. The mountains near West Yellowstone will get 3 to 5 inches and near Bozeman and Big Sky will get 1 to 2 inches. Today, strong wind and new snow will increase the avalanche danger. New snow will be drifted into fresh slabs that are possible to trigger. These fresh drifts may be enough weight to break avalanches deeper in the snowpack, similar to those triggered by snowmobilers last weekend. Over the weekend near Cook City, skiers observed cracking, settling, and unstable test scores below the new snow that fell since Wednesday. Last Thursday, Ian found weak layers below the 1 to 2 feet of new snow, and he warned to give them time to stabilize. Today, new snow and strong wind will add stress to weak layers in the snowpack and make avalanches easy to trigger. Natural avalanches are possible, especially on wind-loaded slopes where thick drifts will grow larger through the day. Avoid steep slopes and be extra cautious below slopes that are rapidly loaded by wind-drifted snow. Avalanche danger is considerable in the mountains near Cook City. On Saturday, on a heavily wind-loaded slope on Buck Ridge near Big Sky, a snowmobiler triggered a very large avalanche that partially buried two other riders. Yesterday, Doug and I visited the site and were wide-eyed when we approached the 10-foot-deep crown. Dave was at Beehive Basin where he witnessed a dog break a massive cornice that sent a large avalanche down the slope below. The dog was okay. Similar avalanches are possible to trigger today, but do not expect similar lucky outcomes. Weak layers buried deep in the snowpack were overloaded by snow and strong wind last week, and large avalanches were triggered and broke naturally. See our photos page and avalanche log for a comprehensive view of types of slides that are possible to trigger. Avoid heavily wind-loaded slopes identifiable by large overhanging cornices or big round pillows of snow. Stay far back from the edge of cornices, and avoid steep slopes where you suspect buried persistent weak layers. Today, strong wind will continue and drift snow into fresh slabs. Danger will increase through the day. Natural avalanches are possible on wind-loaded slopes, and human-triggered avalanches are possible on all steep slopes. Avalanche danger is considerable on wind-loaded slopes and moderate on other steep slopes in the Bridger Range, Gallatin Range, Madison Range, and Lionhead area near West Yellowstone. If you get out, please send us your observations. You can fill out an observation form on our website. Email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 406-587-6984. Thanks and have a safe day.